iHeart community is very happy to have on the line with us right now the most wanted man for an interview in Connecticut. It is the executive director for the CIAC. Yes, we're going to talk about winter sports being postponed to mid-January 2021. Glenn, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Renee. Thank you for having me.
Well, I really appreciate it because I know you're doing a lot of interviews today. You're explaining a lot because parents, obviously, and kids have questions about what this means for the rest of the school year and as we head into, the 2021 season now. So the rest of the 2020 to the 2021 season. We're talking winter sports, but really, what does this entail?
So the move right now would postpone all winter sports to a start date of practices for January 19th. As we met today and talked about what the options were to begin winter sports, it was apparent based on the conversations from the voting members of our board, which are all active principals and assistant principals, that the rising COVID metrics and the number of schools that are choosing to go to full distance learning models is significantly impacting the opportunities for kids to continue with both practice and sport competition from an interscholastic standpoint. So the move to January 19th is the date that would be 2 weeks after the two school weeks after the start of the first of the year to allow an opportunity for all evaluations to take place and planning for our member schools and athletic directors to prepare for that season.
It was reported earlier today that the CIAC was going to try to save the rest of the hockey season, but that is now not the case, correct? And then, of course, the hockey rinks are still open and there's still play happening outside of school.
Yes, so hockey would be in that category to potentially start here on January 19th. So we're looking at the 19th as the start date right now for all winter sports from interscholastic perspective. So we do understand that there'll be, AAU basketball, there'll be club hockey that is going right now and will continue probably up until we start on January 19th. But I think an important distinction is that the youth programs, the club programs, they don't have the element of the education-based experience that interscholastic athletics have. Our priority is keeping kids in-person learning and the health and safety of our schools and communities. And so, again, as we see a number of schools starting to move to full distance learning models, it just doesn't support an interscholastic athletic season moving forward at this point.
What about full contact football? I know we're talking about winter sports, but any thoughts or talks about that?
No. Again, at this point, we will begin our winter sports
right.
January 19th. So we'll be working over the next couple weeks to establish what the end dates and tournament dates for those winter sports will be. But, we know that we have winter sports, spring sports, and football that have yet to be played. So we'll be examining all those timeframes between January 19th and June 30th of the best scenarios. Again, understanding that our spring sport kids did lose all of their season and postseason last year, and basketball, hockey, and boys swimming lost their tournament last year.
Other winter sports, basketball, wrestling, track, they don't have the multi-school team issue, but there's still a lot of details that have to be ironed out, as you were mentioning before. What do you think, as we head towards January 2021 for those practice dates, some of those changes may be? Have you even thought about that? Is there anything that you can let our audience know about that? Some changes that you know, in fact, will be in place?
We have worked with all of our individual sport committees to come up with mitigating strategies for practice and game scenarios for the for each of our winter sports. That plan was reviewed at the last Connecticut State Medical Society Sports Medicine Committee, and the doctors on the Sports Medicine Committee did approve the mitigating strategies and the plan that we had in place for our winter sports when we were able to begin them. There was always a lot of caution and concern about sports at this time, again, considering the continual rise in the COVID metrics. But we do have what we believe will be effective mitigating strategies moving into the winter. And we did see, again, having come to the conclusion of the fall, right now. We had a same approach and the same detail into planning the COVID mitigating strategies for the fall. We had about 30,000 athletes participate in our fall events. When we look at the number of games we've played and an estimated number of practices, we had over 31,000 games and practices amongst our member schools during the fall season. And when DPH, local DPH tracing linked back to any school sport activity, whether it be a practice or a game, our data showed as little as a 0.022% positivity rate from COVID. So I think our mitigating strategies in the fall were very effective, and we'll expect them to be effective moving into the winter when we start on January 19th as well.
All right. I know you've been repeating yourself all day answering questions, and I'm probably going to ask you a question that you can't answer because we can't look into the future. But if schools stay remote after the new year, and it looks like most schools are heading that way now, especially after Thanksgiving, will that affect the play of winter sports? Will that delay? Are there plans in place?
Yeah, you know, I think it's too early to try to understand where, you know, the decision of our schools at that point. Right now, what we see is that schools are moving to distance learning, that by January 19th, the overwhelming majority of our schools are set to be back into instruction at that time. So we do look at that as a very optimistic and realistic date that we could expect schools to at least be back in some hybrid model of learning, or at least our school districts anticipating that by January 19th.
All right. And lastly, I know this may not be for you to answer, but what about scholarships and sports and our kids in school? Are there any updates or anything that you can tell us that you're aware of that you could share with our audience?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a question, I think, for the NCAA, you know, because even right now with the NCAA, I believe that in-person recruiting is suspended at this point as well. So, you know, even if events are held right now, you're not going to have NCAA coaches at those events that are recruiting. You know, another question for the NCAA would be looking at the number of athletes who have been granted additional years of eligibility and how that would impact any potential recruiting classes coming in, because you're going to have student athletes that would have been exiting the program that now will be remaining for additional years of eligibility. So, you know, from a high school standpoint and a sports standpoint, I don't think it has a significant effect, but I do think that there's, you know, probably a better understanding that the NCAA would be able to offer. And they've been, I think, outstanding with their communications and trying to provide as much information as possible to prospective student athletes.
Executive Director Glenn Lungarini with today's news that the CIC Board of Control voted this morning to postpone the start of the winter sports season until January 19th, 2021. I appreciate your time and your answers today. Glenn, have a great day.
Thanks, Renee. You too.